Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Brother Dean speaking, and I'm going to begin this show with a prayer. Jesus, I ask that you protect everyone in this ministry from the devil's attack and provide highway mercy to those that are on the roads. I offer the sacrifices of surrender to you, Lord. Please use me, Lord, to bring those who hear this broadcast closer to you. And please, Jesus, accept my love and worship. And if I've done any wrong, please forgive me, so that your will could be done. May my words be your words, and that someone's lives be touched and glorify you, O Lord. And I say this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I begin this because right now we are under spiritual attack from the devil. And so there I'm going to divert from what I had prepared here. I'm going to read from Philippians chapter 6, verse 11. Verse 11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you could extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Tonight's show is titled, Compare the Sacrifices. When we look at the incredible sacrifice that Jesus Christ gave in atonement for our sins, we see that the ground around the cross at Golgotha was red with his precious blood. Our Lord was savagely beaten and whipped, 39 lashes with a cat of nine tails. And for those of you that are unfamiliar with what one of those is, it is a whip with pieces of metal and other barbed materials at the end of it that rip and tear the flesh, causing excruciating pain. Jesus bled incessantly and suffered horribly at the hands of the Roman guard before he was led up to the top of the hill, carrying that heavy cross on his shoulders, representing the weight of our sins on his spirit. Jesus sacrificed a whole lot for us, all the way up to being crucified on a dogwood tree, which once grew tall and straight until after the crucifixion and the earthquake that followed Jesus' death. Since then, the tree grows in a twisted shape and will not grow beyond 6 feet high. On that tree, they drove 9-inch spikes through his wrists and ankles. Finally, they pierced his side to make sure he was dead. That is the ultimate sacrifice, and God promises us much more, including the ability to lay hands on others and heal them, gifts of prophecy and speaking in tongues to those who believe and live according to God's commandments. Pardon me. The first sacrifice we must give is our surrender. Surrender is defined as to cease resistance to an enemy and submit to their authority, to no longer oppose to the will of, to yield to or be subject to submit oneself to, amongst other definitions. To give into and join the winning side and be cooperative to their purpose or will of. To simply stop fighting a losing battle and be obedient to God. When we surrender to the Lord, our sacrifice to Him is to offer ourselves to Him, to alter our lives to the will of God. We, in essence, must crucify our old nature, to give up our old lives and take on a new life in Christ. We must give up the old vices that we once enjoyed, but with discernment we should abandon those forms of entertainment and illicit practices that we know beyond even the slightest doubt were not of God. We must also learn to trust God, and if you open your Bible to Psalm 37, verses 3 up to 5, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. When others tell you to trust them, the first thought is to resist what they are saying. But when God says to trust him, I, for one, am confident that no matter what it may be that God brings me to, he is absolutely going to carry me through it. If I cannot stand on my own, I am secure in the Lord. In the book of truth, the Bible, look at James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. They tell us, therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Dying to self can be found in 1 Timothy 3. The text I have gives reference to a bishop, but it applies to us all. In chapter 3, verses 2 through 7, we read, "A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil." This scriptural reference could also signify our relationships with others, the workplace, or any other place we are. As ambassadors to Jesus Christ, we must always exemplify these characteristics. The Christian must never falter from them. We must be sure to sacrifice the old man behaviors in favor of God consciousness. Initial surrender gives way to continual surrender, as described in the next parts of this show. I was hoping our host would play a song by Hillsong, but I understand we're having technical difficulties, so I don't know if we are going to be able to play any music.
Give me just a minute, Dean. I'm working on that. I've got it uploaded. I'm trying to get it on for you. Give me just one moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, folks, we're in a spiritual battle. You must always stand firm and be ready to fight the devil. Like I said before, the devil is a mighty foe, but you know what? My God is bigger and badder than that. He's much stronger. He can beat me. The war is already won, but the devil's still trying to fight us. And he's doing a pretty good job sometimes. He hits our health. He hits health. He hits our home life. He hits our workplaces. He hits every aspect of our life, and he tries to bring us down. But, you know, I, for one, will not fall to my knees before the devil. I will stand tall, and I will fight this good fight, as it says in 1 Timothy. How are we doing on the music?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
There's some technical difficulties with the studio.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens. I have no control over that. But I'm working through it. So sometimes you just, as they say, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. So
that's,
it should be up
sure.
here in just a minute. Okay, come on.
Well, while we're waiting for that, I'll just read a little scripture here. It is in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen."
Amen. I got it up. I'm going to play your song for you now.
All right.
Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering all. And find me here, Lord, as you draw me here.
Yeah, you're still on the air.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, folks, about the technical difficulties, but, you know, we're still steadfast and true here in our daily walk with the Lord. And I'm now sharing, it's called Compare the Sacrifices. I've already talked about surrender. And are the phone lines available for callers?
Yes, the phone lines are open.
Well, I encourage anybody that is listening to call in if you want to make a comment or ask for a prayer request or whatever. Otherwise, right now I'm going to start again on the next phase here. The second thing we must sacrifice to Jesus is some of our time. Even
hey,
with the current... Yes?
I was just going to tell you they might need the number to call in. 347-308-8837. 347-308-8837. Sorry, if they want to call in, some of them might not have the number.
This is true. Okay, I'll start over again. Now, the second thing we must sacrifice to Jesus is some of our time. Even with the current day busy lifestyle, we must always set aside a specific time to dedicate to the Lord. Here are some examples of how we should spend our time with Jesus. Before we get into the busyness of our day, we need to offer the first fruits of our day to Him. This consists of prayer, meditation, worship and praise, a devotional reading, Bible study, and much more. It's up to each individual to decide what they want to devote to God, you know, because you only get as much as you give into anything that you do. And, you know, anything that you put ahead of Jesus is surely going to lose. And, you know, I start my day by loving on the Lord, and He loves me back. Prayer can be broken into four parts, and we can use the word pact as an example or a guide. The P in pact stands for praise. A stands for ask. C stands for confess. And T stands for thank. We should always begin a prayer praising God for all He has given us. Praise His holiness and sovereignty, or to give honor to Him and show our devotion to God, to give reverence to He who created us. We can see in Psalm 67, verses 3 through 6, where it says, "Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For You shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise You, O Lord. Let all the peoples praise You. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us." That's pretty good stuff there in the Bible. The next component of effective prayer is to speak our needs to God, to make them tangible, leaving out any doubts that God may not have heard unspoken prayers. Even though God already knows our every need, but God wants us to depend on Him for all of our needs and to realize that of ourselves we are nothing, that without God we would be like ships on an ocean without a rudder. Let's refer to Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, where we see, "And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." C stands for confess. And no matter how long we've been Christians, we all have some indiscretion to confess to God, for we're only human and we all fall short of the glory of God. As it says in Romans chapter 14, verses 11 and 12, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to Me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give an account of himself to God." And the T, in fact, is to give our thanks to God for everything He has already given us, as well as thanking Him for everything that we have just asked Him for, with the spirit of expectation that God, in all His magnificent splendor, is more than capable of doing so. We see in Hebrews 13, verses 15 through 17, "Therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable to you. This would be a good time to hear the next musical selection and open the phone lines for questions, comments, or prayer requests after Sanctus Real performs a hit song. And again, our number is 347-308-8837. Do you have the next song queued up?
Yes, I have it ready.
Thank you.
Mr. Mary, I see, just is on the line to join us too, so I'll open up her mic after the song plays.
Welcome, Sister Mary.
I bow my head to pray. I don't know what to say. I'm not sure how to fix the things I'm dealing with. I'm in a desperate place. I need to share the weight, but I just don't know how to let it all pour out. And though I'm silent, my heart is crying, 'cause I was made to come to you.
Folks, you're listening to Reach Out Radio on Blog Talk. The phone lines are open. The numbers are 347-308-8837. Sister Mary, are you with us?
I'm with you today.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and I do have a prayer request. Sorry I didn't hear what you was talking about, but I do have a prayer request.
Please bring it.
Today, when they had that vote about the gays and lesbians can really get married, no matter what happens to the ones that are saved right now, God is our answer, but we got to shine brighter than the noonday sun, and we got to tell the word. The word like never before. Because I remember when I went to London years ago, could be over 25 or 30, the people there asked me, oh, they said to me, you got a lot of homosexuals in America. I told them no. So I know when they was talking about when President Obama got in there, how the Band-Aid came off. Maybe God wanted him to get in there so the Band-Aid could come off so we could see how many people that's really around us that need Christ. That we're looking over, and we're so what do they say when you really got all these roaches or whatever? So invested with it, is that what they call it? Word. So it's time for us to pray because we need to for people not to end up missing Christ, but to end up in heaven. And I know we got more needs than that, but to just see what's going on now in our country, and in America, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's sad. It's kind of sad when you're saved because you know that the same cross that we went to get saved, they can too. But sometimes we even knock them away because, we make them think sometimes they're not good enough. But we have to really preach the word and let them know that Jesus really loved them too. And they can be saved.
Yes, that's right. Jesus in his day, he even went down and he communed with the prostitutes. He was converting. Saving souls, even with the prostitutes and the lepers, the least of these. Jesus was there amongst them in their midst. Anybody's capable of salvation. All they've got to do is just be willing to surrender to the Lord.
And if we as being saved, we are the light upon a hill. So when people are coming in, We're a city, we're lit up, and when they come out of the dark, they see the light. And we need, what we have to really draw them to Christ, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. I recall a story a while back. There was a plane that was running out of fuel, and the airport didn't have any lights and everything. They actually set up torches along the runway so the plane could land, and it landed safely. We got to be the light. Every one of us, as we stand together and be firm in the spirit of the Lord, we've got to stand together and bind all these forces of evil from our lives, rebuke it. Tell the devil, get under my feet. I crush you under my feet. I rebuke you. Bind you from my home. I bind you from my home. I bind you from my life. The music, the media, everything that we listen to, we've got to alter our course because, the media right now today is, the devil is in charge of the media right now because he so many things, they used to, wouldn't even allow you to say bad words on TV. Now there's just about every type of topic that's on TV and everybody's just cheering for it. It's just horrible, everything that's going on nowadays, the pornography, sex sells everything now. It used to be the product sold itself.
Can I say something to both of you?
Oh, yeah.
What would you say to people that are supposed to be Christians when you're going through something in your life and someone wants you to compromise things in your life and they tell you to give in to that compromise and alter your walk with God? What would you say to that?
No.
There's no such thing as a little sin. There's no such thing as a secret sin. It's all visible to God, and it hurts his heart.
Oh, I just really wanted some true insight on that. God knows my heart and everything that I'm going through right now, but some people say that I should give in and alter some situations, and I'm not the type of person that can sit and when there's a movie being played, listen to God's name in vain being spoke out, or nudity, or murder, or people getting their throats slit, or I'm sorry, but I can't do that because of who I am. I don't want to do anything that would compromise. And everything I do and that goes before my eyes, that I put into my ears, in my life, I ask myself, is that something that Jesus Christ would listen to? Is that something that he would watch? Is that something that would be pleasing to my Father? And the Word of God teaches me that I am not supposed to conform to things of this world. So I'm trying to understand how people that are Christians would be telling me if it would make a situation in my life better to compromise who I am to please somebody else. And I just, I can't say that I agree with that, and that upsets me a little bit, but I truly wanted a couple other believers' opinion in that, because I don't believe that we should compromise our walk for anything or anybody. That would be putting that person
I just don't see
how people would think that when we're a Christian that we should give in and compromise to things, to me, that would be of the devil, not that would be pleasing to God. And I can't do that in my life.
Yeah, just like I just saw, we just saw it on Facebook the other day. There was a story now that they're going to allow the families, the federal government is going to allow the families of people that have been kidnapped by like ISIS and all these terrorists to pay ransoms. And you know what? All that's going to do is just open the door for more and more kidnappings and everything. You know, it's just horrible. And last night we had put on a movie. It was called The World's Greatest Dad. It had Robin Williams in it. And 10 minutes into the film, I mean, there was a lot of horrible stuff. We took the DVD out and I snapped it in my hands and threw it in the garbage can. It was just the content was awful.
Wow.
Awful.
But it had a great time, right? I didn't mean to laugh.
It says in the Bible, we will not be shaken. We will stand firm and steadfast in our beliefs and our faith. We'll fight the fight
because,
all the way. We'll stay the race. We will stay
because,
the race, and we will fight
amen.
The fight.
That's right. By good fight of faith. And if God is who we believe in and who's in us, to come hell, hot water, we stand.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, though, when you're in the way of the devil or whoever, when you're in the way of the devil or whoever, I don't forget that scripture now, but while you was talking, it did come to me. It said, what is that scripture? I know it, but it went away. But it said, agree with your adversary quickly. That means you have to be really grin, but you can say, just because of peace to go on, I guess. But isn't that a scripture in the Bible? Why you're in the way of him, it says that.
And you
I don't hear
we'll
anybody. I don't hear anybody or anything.
You know, and also when we see somebody that's picking on another minority of some sort, you know, like a widow or a child that's different and everything, you know, if we do not stand up and help that person, and we're basically condoning the behavior, we might as well just be participating in it too, you know, the bullying and all that stuff that's going on. We should stand up and fight for that person who's being persecuted out there. We cannot let things happen in our presence and not do anything about it.
But
it's
you know what? We're
participating in it.
We're coming into a time right now that we're going to have to just do just that, to stand up, because all of the mess that's going on in America and stuff like that, and a lot of times sin do pay dividends, you know. And we're going to go through those times, so we're going to have to stand firm and be counted and really be what God wants us to be, which we should have been that all the time, really sounding the word like never before and living it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, the old saying, crime does not pay. Well, you know, in my former life, I did a few things, and they were criminal in the basis of it. And, it was very profitable, but you know what? I sold myself each time that I did something wrong like that. You know, I made a lot of money, but I wasn't happy. I didn't feel fulfilled. It wasn't until I found Jesus, or Jesus found me, we found each other, you know, and that I suddenly felt like I just got filled. The emptiness is gone.
Beautiful.
And, you know, where two or more gathered, Jesus is in the midst. Well, you know what? At the same time, the devil's lurking right around the corner watching. The devil's listening to this broadcast right now, and he's trying to throw his evil spike barbs, his fiery darts at us. You know, we have to put on
the
armor.
But, yeah, and he's it didn't say he was one. He's like a roaring lion. Plus, he don't have any teeth anyway. So he don't have all the power that we give him or think that he has, because the Bible let us know that he's under our feet. We have the keys. It was Jesus that went to hell for 3 days, day and night in the grave, and preached captivity unto men. Got those saints out of there. Gave us the keys, the bind and the loose. And we have the power. And Satan don't tell us what to do. We tell him.
Right now,
because we have the power to cast them out. And that's why the Bible said the devil can't cast out the devil.
We can cast out demons and stand our feet down on the devil.
Right, and we're not going to give that up, because we have the keys and we have the power. Jesus gave us that authority within
we
him.
We have been anointed.
In his name. In his name.
We're anointed. We
every
are the
demon
called, and we have to fight. Amen. So it says in the Bible, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven, too. So we got to be careful how we carry ourselves here. Because, you know what, we could be bringing something with us that could poison our soul. The devil, he tries to throw cancer at us, you know, and everything. Well, you know what? Jesus is the healer. He's the physician. The devil could try to throw some stuff into our health and into our lives, into our just our relationships, our finances. But you know what? Jesus is the cure-all for all of that. All we got to do is just lean on him and look to him. Keep our eyes fixed upon the Lord.
Amen. And if we don't receive it,
I will not be shaken.
Amen. And if we don't receive it, it can't stay anyway. My daughter was in her 20s when she had cancer, and God told her he was going to heal her, but she wanted to go through everything anyway. You know, I wouldn't have went through none of that. She wanted to go through everything, every step that people go through, even if God said to her he was going to heal her, and she did. And instead of the cobalt treatment taking her hair out, she cut it off before she started taking it. But she wanted to go through the whole thing. But still came out like God told her he was going to heal her. If God had told me he was going to heal me, you think I would take some medicine or take anything else? Of course not.
That's right. That's not showing any faith.
Well, you know, she had faith, but she just wanted to go through the whole thing. She'd been cancer-free for about 8 or 9 years, but... What
Praise
I'm saying
God.
Is, amen, amen. So every year she'll get a checkup. She knew God was going to heal her, but she just wanted to go through all that because she could afford to do it. But I wouldn't have did it.
Me either. You know, it says in the Bible, by my stripes you are healed. You know, the 39 lashes that he took, they were the stripes. He took our suffering upon himself, and he buried it in the tomb, and he ascended into heaven. So that we could all ascend after him. We could all follow him, us who have accepted him. He stands at the door waiting. He's knocking. All we got to do is open the door. Open the door to our heart. Open it, and we give ourselves to him, and we have eternal protection.
Amen.
Like I said before, I will not be shaken. You know, devil, you can bring what you got. You know what? I got a mightier God than you are. You might have a mighty fight in you, Lord, but the Lord has more. The Lord has much more.
Amen. Amen.
Even nuclear power can't beat the Lord. He's got eternal power. He's got the Spirit. Right now, I'd like to start back on my topic, which is compare the sacrifices. We've already spoken about prayer.
Praise God.
And the next component of prayer, you know, of basically what we have to sacrifice, we must meditate. And meditation is really simple. Many people, when they consider the word meditation, complicate things with their concept of meditation in regard to this very important component of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Meditation is simply quieting our minds and listening to that still small voice to hear God's communication or the answers to our prayers, since prayer and meditation is a two-way line of communication with God. Just praying and not meditating would be as effective as trying to make a phone call to somebody, but only speaking into the mouthpiece, but not listening to the person on the other end to hear the answer to what you told them or asked. We see in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." We must listen to the voice of God to direct us in our daily affairs. The next thing we have to offer to God is our worship and our praise. Whether everything is going absolutely perfect, if that were even possible, all sunshine and blue skies, not a problem in the world. Or, if everything is falling to pieces, we should always offer praise from our mouths, proclaiming God's divinity. And when things aren't going so well, that is when we should praise God even more fervently. Because if God leads us into a storm, we can be assured that He is going to see that we will get through it safely. I know that God loves me so much that He would never leave me nor forsake me. By letting me remain in a dangerous position without a solution, a veritable safety net with, underneath me should I fall. No, that's not going to happen. God is a safety net. If I fall, He's going to catch me where I'm at. And worship includes more than just singing psalms and attending church services. Worship comes in many more forms, including setting aside time to read His Word, studying it, and putting the teachings of the Bible into practical application in our daily lives. Worship is something we must do 24 hours a day, not just when it's convenient. We should bring our faith into our workplaces, into the drive-thru window when we're ordering a meal. We need the physical food, but more importantly, the spiritual food, which is the Word of God. Our faith must be evident when we are picking up a few items at the dollar store. We should tell the people we come into contact that we wish that their day be blessed. And we're cooking dinner for our families and everywhere we go. We should give glory to God by telling people, "God bless you." We should always glorify God without so much as a blink of the eye. Those we come into contact with should know without a shadow of a doubt that the happy, smiling person they just met is a Christian. That, too, is worship. In all we do, surrender is the first and last thing we must do. We need to let go of our egotistical nature and take on the character of Jesus Christ, and that faith cannot be shaken. Our faith is based upon the sacrifice and surrender of our past into God's perfect plan for our present and future. And we must have... And we must have faith that whatever God is in store for us is part of a divine plan. And who are we to question God's authority? I, for one, am not. We absolutely have to give it all to God, for He knows what is best for us. And not only our faith... And not only our faith in God, but we must offer our obedience to God's commandments or covenant that we agreed to live according to the Scriptures. When we accepted salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, we basically entered into an unwritten contract with God, signed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ at the cross of Calvary. We should follow the message in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17, and verses 19 also. Learn to do good. Seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. And if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Boy, wow. These verses signify the reward of sacrifice and obedience to God. If we refer over to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 16, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'"
story.
Our sacrifices are really very small and unremarkable compared to the sacrifices that the Lord endured so that we all can attain salvation. We could see in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 2, all things come alike to all. One event happens to the righteous and the wicked, to the good, the clean, and the unclean, to him who sacrifices and him who does not sacrifice. As is the good, so is the sinner. He who takes an oath as he who fears an oath. Obedience to God has its rewards, including the confidence that God has given us a hedge of protection from eternal damnation. Because in the end, everyone will be judged, and the just and upright will be granted access to the eternal kingdom of heaven. And they who chose the path of unrighteousness will be denied eternal life. It's that simple. Any comments? Any callers? 347-308-8837. Light up the switchboard. Let's hear it. Okay, I'll continue. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33 read, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I shall also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Sometimes sacrifice while we are in the flesh can be uncomfortable, but we must endure so that we can be worthy of our spiritual rewards, which are definitely much greater than that which we are sacrificing. We see in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 22 and 23, where Jesus promises the disciples that they need not worry. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. That just speaks to me. Jesus sacrificed his life for our benefit so that we could accept his Holy Spirit, and all we need to do is be obedient to the word. Wow. I feel incredible comfort in knowing that my every need has already been attended to, whether I see it or not. Faith in Jesus in all we face is very important. We must believe that what we need is going to come to pass. In Romans 8, verses 22 through 30, we see faith turn to hope. And it reads,
glory.
Not only, huh?
Glory.
It reads, not only glory. That. Go ahead, speak.
Oh, you were saying faith turned to hope, and I said glory. Praise the Lord.
It does, absolutely. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. But the verses read, not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he may be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, he also called. Whom he called, those he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. When we compare his sacrifices to ours, it seems we really haven't given very much to receive an incredible gift, and we rest peacefully in the assurance that we will never have to worry about where the course of our lives is headed. God has taken great care to make possible every victory according to his magnificent power, and obedience to God has innumerable benefits. We gain an infinite reward for our small sacrifice. If you could play the Matt Redman song and open the phone lines, that would be great. 347-308-8837.
The phone lines have been open the whole program tonight. Sometimes there's times when people call in, and sometimes they don't. It's the night, but many of them, like I share with you, they listen to the on-demand link, so don't be discouraged in that. Just because people
call
in doesn't mean they're not listening. But here is your song by Matt Redman, Heart of Worship.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the all of it.
heart, into my heart.
Hello?
God, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's so good when, you know, God, he can look into our hearts and see the things that other people can't see, because sometimes when they judge us just from outsidely and don't have the true picture.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. But praise the Lord that God looks at our hearts and
mm-hmm.
judge us, because he looks at our hearts. He know us. And, oh, what a great song.
Thank you.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
I chose each song to go with each component that I was talking about in what I had written. And now I've finished reading everything that I had prepared. So, you know, we can either have an open discussion here, or I can continue on a different topic. Because I do have another show actually written here. It's a short one. I'm always prepared. God just puts a readiness in my spirit. You know what I mean?
That's great.
There's always plan B.
And, you know, God prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And he don't just prepare a table, but he prepared tables for us in the
yes.
presence of our enemies, praise God.
Yeah, just like the story where there were 5,000 people that were starving, and just a little boy's lunch, Jesus turned just a few fish and some bread into feeding 5,000 people, and there were baskets and baskets and baskets of leftovers for people to take home with them. Now, that's just the amazing power of the Lord. He's a miracle worker. He can do it. He can perform miracles in anyone's life. All they've got to do is believe that he's capable of doing it and believe that they are worthy to get it. Ask in humbleness and just praise God already. You know, if you're asking, if you've got cancer and you say, Lord, please heal me. I believe that you can heal me. I thank you right now because you have healed
Lord.
Me. You know what? You will be healed.
That's right. Amen.
You've got to, whatever you pray, you've got to believe it.
That's right. Amen.
If you don't believe it, you know what? If you come with a half-hearted prayer and you don't believe what you're asking for, guess what? You're not going to get it.
You're not going to receive it.
And you know what, if you've got these needs and you're just thinking about them, you know what, God knows you're thinking about it. But you know what, you've got to bring it out with your lips. You've got to speak it through your tongue. You've got to humble yourself, bow before your Lord and ask him and believe that you're going to receive it. Otherwise, you know what, unanswered prayers, because they say, I thank you for the unanswered prayers. Yeah. But you know what? An unasked prayer is an unanswered prayer, too. You've got to bring it to God. You know, he already knows you want it, but if you don't tell him you want it, if you don't depend on him, God wants us to depend on him. He knows what we need, but he wants us to bring our request to him.
And that's what he said in Matthew, 6th chapter, and going on down to the Lord's Prayer. That first passage there is, he knows what we need of before we ask him. Therefore, pray ye our Father. So he knows what we need, but he wants us to ask him for it. Praise the Lord.
Yes, and we've got to bring our request to him with thanksgiving, because you know what? If you believe that you're going to receive it, you know, as you're praying it, thank him because it's already happened. It has already been predestined for us. God already knows it. He's already planned it. All he's got to do is just breathe it, and it's happened. It already happened. You know, you may have cancer today, or think you have cancer today because your doctor told you last week, but you prayed in earnest prayer. You believed in your prayer. You might go to the doctor tomorrow and the doctor says, I don't know what happened. There's no evidence of anything here. You know, because you've already thanked God, because it has already been done. He has given it.
Praise God.
He is more than capable. Believe me.
And sometimes other people can have the faith for a loved one or someone they love and they're praying about. And even when they don't have faith and they have the doubt, God will move because of the faith from someone else that's believing and standing.
Oh, absolutely.
My father did for me, but the Lord.
Last year I had a neighbor when I was in California, and she, you know, elderly lady, she was scared because she had some tests and everything done. She didn't even want to go to the doctor to find out. She thought she had liver cancer. And I prayed over her. I laid hands on her, and I said, you know what? You already have been healed in the name of Jesus. I declare it, and it is done in the mighty name of Jesus. You know what? She went to the doctor, and the doctor says, I do not know what happened here. There's nothing. You are clean. She's scared. She says, oh, I'm going to die. I know I'm going to die. So I says, you know what? Her name was Pat. Is Pat. I says, do you believe in God? She goes, yes, I do. I says, do you believe God has the power to do whatever he wants? In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. She goes, yes, I believe in that. I says, well then. And I said the prayer. I did it. I prayed over her. I laid hands on her, and I believed in my heart it was going to happen. I don't know if she believed, but you know, through my faith and my belief, a miracle occurred.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. And you know, one time when
I was a messenger.
Amen. Amen. For the master. And I remember one time when I was washing my dishes and I had a brother-in-law that was sick in the hospital, but my sister wasn't telling me a lot about it, you know, and I thought he was pretty good. So God spoke to me when I was washing my dishes. He said, go pray for your brother-in-law, Abbott. So I had to call my husband that time to come pick me up because I had to go to the hospital. He said it wasn't coming. So when I turned back around to keep washing dishes and to do what I was going to do, I said, get ready to go. And I said, well, he ain't coming, but God knew he was coming. So the time I got my coat on and all that, he came. It was a little minute where he had, you know, that he could run and, you know, take me to the hospital, and he did. And on the way, after we got there, he parked in the mud and the water. And when I got out, my Bible fell right in that water, that pool of water. And I didn't say nothing. I didn't get mad or anything. I got the Bible out. And I went on up to whatever floor. But anyway, when I got there, my sister and her friend were sitting there, and I just sat down, you know. And when they got out, walked out, I got up, and I put my hand on my brother-in-law's head. The only thing I said, greater is he that is within me than he that
and
is
he is
in
of the world.
Come and heal and deliver this body. So God did. The nurse came right in. Mm. Right now, I don't know what's going on, you know, because my brother-in-law was a preacher. So I, you know, I didn't think I should really go, you know, before God spoke to me. Because when, you know, it's a preacher, everybody coming, everybody laying their hands on you and praying for you and whatever, you know, at least I thought. So anyway, when the nurse came in and took his temperature, she said, well, it went down to 98.6 or whatever. I did not
Praise
know
God.
That his temp was 106 or whatever, you know, it was way up, you know, and they was getting ready to bore his head and all that. Didn't know all of that. So God healed him that day. He went home. And I had a vision, though, before I got the days before. I told SSI, I saw on the wall, when I was sick, you visit me not and stuff like that. My sister said to me, yes, every time when my husband, somebody gets sick in the church, he would send her. He wouldn't go. So sometime when we're a leader, you know, and we know what God wants us to do, you know, we better go visit the sick and pray for them and all that stuff. But, yeah, God healed my brother-in-law. And after I got home later I questioned God. I said, now, God, I said, now, you got all of these ministers and, you know, all these people that probably wouldn't pray for my brother and all that, and I'm washing dishes, minding my own business, and you speak for me to go pray for my brother-in-law. Why was that? You can't guess what God said to me.
Be still and know that I am God.
He didn't say that.
Mm.
God said to me, I use those that are available unto me.
I just lay in the lawn and meditate and fast, you know, and God was getting me ready anyway for whatever he wanted me to do every day because I stayed shopping. And I was ready. Yeah, I was ready. So he said to me, he used those that, you know, that are faithful unto him, you know.
Thank God.
So praise the Lord, you know. So, hey, he received that miracle.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And the reason why that I got up when my brother-in-law was laying there and my sister and her friend was there, because if God had wanted them to pray for him, they would have told him. He would have told them, and I wouldn't have had to come. You know what I mean? So I have saw miracles myself. When God speaks to me, I don't share that. I do it. Because if we ever
share something
God said to us, it wouldn't happen. Neither will it get done, because someone else is not going to have the faith that God has given you for whatever situation he told you to go forth and do without sharing it. So that's why I sat down when I got in there. Then after they left, I prayed, and the miracle, he received that miracle. So God is so good. And I have saw many miracles and many people saved and healed since. Praise the Lord. Yes.
God performs miracles for those who believe that the miracles will happen. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. We were just waiting on you. But anyway, God's a good God. And then when I'm just going to share a little bit about myself, you know, about healing and miracles and stuff. I used to really lay in the Lord. You know, I would eat the word. And you was talking about meditate. When I used to meditate, I would take a scripture, just one, meditate on it. Maybe I meditated on that scripture for a month, just one. Eating the word, getting the word of God down within me, because Jesus, that's what he is, the word. Mm-hmm. And as we get the word of God on the inside, we can see miracles and the anointings and whatever, because you get that word on the inside, everything is in there because Jesus is in the house. He's the word. You know, he's in the house. So anyway, God used to tell me every day when I would get up where I was going to go and, you know, who I was going to pray for. One man I remember was on the 12th floor, and I had to, you know, them days I was kind of high. And I said, oh, who is on the 12th floor? You know how we sometimes get lazy. So I went, didn't know which room I was going in. And God, you know, sometimes he don't tell us till we really never get there. And then I went in and I asked the young man, I said, you want me to pray for you? And he said, yeah, I was just praying to God to send somebody to pray for me. And he said, I've been a Lutheran for 13 years. Praise the Lord. And I prayed for him. But many miracles. In one room I went in, the lady said, oh, don't come in here. Don't touch me. I have, incurable disease she had. I went. And I laid my hands on her and prayed and went on and went and washed them, because you can't catch anything if you're anointed. And God is sending you right then on a mission, because you're not doing it. You only the male girl or the mailman or whatever, because when Jesus is on the inside, he's the one living. So we're just walking, doing what he told us to, you know. So praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
So when you get that word down, you got everything. And I always used to say, a dynamite can't even blow it up. You know? That's something that the devil can't take. You got the word in you. And you are rooted and grounded in the Lord, a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that thou shalt not be moved. No matter what happened in your life, atomic bomb, nothing can blow you out of Jesus. Even when the storms come, like a pine tree, it might go all the way down, but when the storm ceases, hey, it praises the Lord. So that's the way our lives is in Christ.
Right now, at this point, one of our own staff here on the broadcast is suffering greatly in health, and I'd like us all to stand together here and pray for Minister Darlene, her health. Okay. It's the devil's attacking her right now, and Sister Mary, would you like to start the prayer, and we'll all say a few words.
Yes,
we're
going to
pray for Darlene's health.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing and your delivering power, God. Father, you said we can come boldly to the throne of grace, and we come boldly now to the throne of grace for Evangelist Diane. Now, God, Minister Diane, we bring her
Darlene
forth now to you in Jesus' name. And God, I even prayed before I even started praying for her. If there's anybody that's going to listen, Father, to the message of the prayer, Lord, if any sickness and diseases or whatever that they may be going through, God, any sorrows or whatever, the devil is a liar. Jesus is the
devil
one.
Devil is a liar. Amen.
He conquered. He conquered hell and the grave. He give us the keys that we can bind and loose. And God, I bind the word of God to my sister, minister, I can't think of a name. I bind the word to her, God. I bind the word of healing to Minister Darlene, there it is. I bind the word to her now. I bind the word of God to Minister Darlene. I bind the word in heaven. I bind it in earth. And I loosen sickness and disease away from her now in Jesus' name. In heaven and in earth, I loosen sickness. I loosen disease away from her. I loosen every trick and every plan of the devil. I bind the powers of hell away from her now in Jesus' name. God,
ooh,
I thank you for your healing and your shine. Thank you for your healing and your delivering power. I thank you,
amen,
Lord,
yes.
that you're going to heal and deliver her, and I send the word of God to her now. Touch her now, God, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Let the power of God flow through every bloodstream of her body now in the name
amen,
of Jesus.
Yes.
I feel that anointing breaking every yoke and every bondage, and Satan is a liar and a defeated foe. I take whatever situations is he trying to throw in people's lives or in hers. I bring it down. I break it into pieces. I plant it in the sea, and I cover it with the blood of Jesus. God, I decree a heal and deliver and made free. I send that anointing to her now. I send the word of God to her. And God, anybody that's going to listen at the message of the prayer, God, if anything is going on in their life that's not like you, I pull it down, I break it into pieces, plant it in the sea, and cover it with the blood of Jesus. God, we give you the praise and the glory that's due to your name. We thank you for your anointings flowing, God, through the airway. We thank you for your anointings, God, breaking yokes and bondages, healing and delivering your children, God. We give you the praise and the glory. We thank you. God, we adore, we worship you, God. You are the one we serve. You are the one, and we give you the praise and the glory, and I feel your presence. I feel your anointings. I feel you breaking yokes and bondages, Lord. I feel
amen,
you healing
yes.
and delivering your shine, delivering your people. We thank you for doing it, God. Every situation, nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for you, God. And we give it the
amen.
Praise.
Amen. And we rebuke
the
spirit.
Name.
We rebuke the
yes.
devil and his attacks
you,
upon
yes.
everybody in this ministry. The devil sees that we're
yes.
doing a mighty
I
job here in the kingdom of heaven, and he's trying
yes.
to destroy
us.
Take,
yes.
take us apart piece by piece. You know what?
Yes.
We stand firm together. We fight this.
Yes.
We're fighting the devil, and we're going to fight the fight all the way to the end of the race.
Thank
and we're going to win this battle. I rebuke the spirit of sickness. I rebuke
thank
this. All
yes.
this devilish stuff. The devil's just trying to break us down a little bit by little bit, whether it's through finances, through health, whatever it may be, the people's workplaces, even our neighborhoods, even sometimes within our own homes. The devil tries to use those that are familiar to us to try to break us. You know, I said once before, I said, you know what, the enemy often disguises himself as a friend. The devil uses our people that we know to try to get to us and make us divert from our path. You know what? we're not going to. I'm going to stay the fight all the way to the end of the fight.
Yes.
All the way to the grave and all the way to
glory.
Ascend.
Yes, God.
I'm going to ascend just like Jesus did.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
And in the mighty name of Jesus, I claim all of this. I claim victory over the sickness. I claim victory over everything that the devil is trying to throw at this ministry. I claim it right now in advance in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Great the ocean and aha. And God, I just ask you to bless, Lord. Heal and deliver your people. Oh, we feel that anointing's flowing, God, even now. Hallelujah. Oshana the Yosha. Glorify your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. We're doing it now, God.
Of myself, I am nothing, but you know, I can do a mighty works in the name of Jesus with the Holy Spirit dwelling within me. And we all, we're warriors for God. We're ambassadors to God. We are servants of God. We're all these things. Matter of fact, I've been given the gift of being a wordsmith. I'm good with the pen.
Yes.
You know, and the devil wants to try to retract anything that we do in the kingdom of God. You know, I rebuke Satan from my life. I rebuke him from my home. I rebuke him from my neighborhood. I crush him under my feet. The devil has no dominion here in the mighty name of Jesus. He will not get to this home.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And God, I just pray for Minister Martel. And bless her, God. Bless her.
Mm-hmm.
Bless her for blessing your people, God. I decree blessings to flow in her life. I decree that the ministry that she's over, God, will go forth like never before, God. And we decree it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Light a fire under this ministry. Set it off like a rocket ship.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank
skyrockets in flight. This is going to take off, and it's going to fly.
Yes, God. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
The devil is not going to interfere with the way this ministry is going to run its business.
No.
We are reaching out to people. We are helping people. People are getting redeemed through these broadcasts. We have several ministers on this. Several different ministries on this broadcast, on this radio station. Each day there's a different show, different times and everything. And you know what? The devil is standing, quaking in his boots right now. He sees the mighty work that's being done through this ministry, and he's trying to get to each one of us a little piece at a time, whatever it might be. He's trying to sneak in there and throw in a little something to try to mess it up. He's going to tweak the gear a little bit so that the motor won't run. He'll do this. He'll do that. You know what? He's ineffective. The devil is impotent. And he thinks he's going to make me tremble in fear. You know what? All the devil does with his little attacks, he makes me mad.
And we give him no praise and no glory. Praise the Lord.
No
he's
glory to the devil.
Thank you, Lord. That's right.
But
thank
he thinks
you.
I'm going to shrink back and not, you know, and just stay safe. You know what? I'm going to roll up my sleeves. I'm going to stand right there in the battle line. I'm going to fight him all the way. I'm a warrior. I'm one of the remnant army, and I'm going to stay this fight. The victory's already been won. It was won at the cross. But you know what? The battle still goes on today, and we are all fighting a spiritual battle in our homes, in our workplaces. Everywhere we go, there's somebody that's not of God that's going to try to stand in our way. You know what? Get thee behind me, Satan. You have no dominion over my life. You just get away from me. I rebuke you. Leave now. And all we got to do is start spouting scripture off, and the demons will run. They will tremble. They will flee.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And all we have to do is say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he would be right
like
there.
Like the song says, you know, and you don't know how to pray, just say Jesus. Amen to that.
That's right. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just say Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Just say
Thank you for the miracles
you,
that
you,
have
you,
already
you,
happened.
You have won. If you don't yield to the devil, ain't nothing he can do with you. You have already won. And you don't have to give him no praise. You have to tell him what he ain't going to do. Because, you know, just stand firm, because he ain't going to do nothing. He can't. If you don't give him anything, he can't use anything. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Remember that. You don't yield.
But the devil tries to shake us up. You know what? When he shakes me up, he just... It's like a bottle of pop. You shake it up, you take the cap off, and it's gonna fire off. You know, the devil, he wants to try to make me fall. You know, all he's going to do is make me stand firmer, and he's going to make me mad. I'm going to fight him even harder and more fervently. The devil has no say-so. The devil has no dominion. Absolutely none.
Amen. Amen. And turn the plate down, Tom, and give all that to the Lord, because God is mighty. Might and bow, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Montel, do you have any of your songs that you'd like to sing or play? Are you there?
I can. Yeah, I'm here. I've been listening to you both and to the prayers and just the enemy keeps continuing trying to. And that's all I can really say. Let's see here. I must be doing something right, because let me tell you, brother and sister, he sure is mad trying to take me down. That's all I got to say. Okay,
but he won't. See. He won't be able to accomplish it. No matter
Absolutely
what
not.
Might slip from around you, but he can't make you fall. I can tell you that.
That's right. No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper.
Right. That's right. And if we don't give it up, Satan can't take it.
That's true. I have this song, The Cross Said It All.
Play
I'll
it.
Play that one, okay, Dean?
Yeah.
All right. His own blood, Jesus Christ rose
ribs.
Praise God.
I was one on the cross, and you know what, the death was.
Yes, I'm here. I think his phone might have just cut off.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That was good, what I heard.
Hopefully he'll get back up on here. I have some family situations going on. I've tried to be here back and forth tonight, but it's not been a task. And now my phone is trying to go dead, so I'm telling you, the enemy really is mad, is all I can say. And I'm just pleading the blood over everything and asking God to put it in his. And in every aspect, even in situations that's hard, as in regards with family members, I know that sometimes we got to walk away from those situations too, whenever it's bringing disruption into our life, even though it hurts.
Amen.
My kids are my heart and my soul, and I raise them to love the Lord and to serve them. But God doesn't expect me to stand up and be disrespected, and because the Word of God tells our children to honor thy mother and thy father.
And amen.
I don't tolerate lies, and I don't compromise my walk for anything or anybody.
Amen.
And many times,
amen,
I can be very offensive to loved ones or members, whoever it may be. And just like Jesus Christ was persecuted when he was on the earth, he was blameless. He was perfectless, but he was persecuted. And I know the Word tells us that when we're serving him and we're going forth for him, that we too are going to be persecuted and for the cause of Christ. And it shows me I have to be doing something right, or the enemy wouldn't be attacking me so hard. Because you know what? The enemy don't attack his own, because he already has them.
Right. Amen.
And he knows he can't get me spiritually and break my faith, so he tries to use the things that I love most to come against me. And I'm just going to keep on pushing and seeking and holding on to the promises of God. I'm only human, and
amen,
God created me with emotions, and it hurts when your loved ones hurt you. God knows it does, and I have a big heart.
Amen.
But I got to keep on keeping and trust God to change the situations. And as of today,
amen,
I wash my hands of some things that keep constantly causing me pain. And I know God has to be my strength to do that, because it involves my children. And that's a deep
amen
hurt.
Amen.
But I just got to call on him to get me through that.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
And I ask everybody listening to please pray for me.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
I love you all, and I think that we have possibly lost Dean. I know sometimes they get bad connection where they're at, and I run into that. And sometimes the enemy can try to attack through the airways too. But he brought forth a beautiful message tonight, and I'm not seeing him back on. So would you like to say a prayer and pray us out? My phone's about to go dead, and he brought a powerful word tonight, and you shared, and I respect you all.
Oh, God. Oh, okay, you want me to pray?
Please pray. The broadcast is getting down to the end of the minutes anyhow, and he put in a lot of time tonight, almost 2 hours. And on the Blog Talk In, I see problems like with the, well, you know how you get internet connections, the connection's going off and on, and that might be why he dropped too. So we'll go ahead and close it out and just glorify God in all situations.
Amen. God, we just give you the praise and the glory that's due to your name, God. Father, I just pray for Evangelist Montel tonight, Father, and her family. And I bind the powers of hell. I bind every trick and every plan that the devil is trying to bring forth to your servant. Because the devil is a liar. And God, I just pull down every trick and every plan. I break it into pieces. I plant it in the sea, and I cover it with the precious blood of Jesus. And God, we give you the praise and the glory that's due to your name. And I send the anointings into every situation in our life in Jesus' name. God, you are our healer and our deliverer and our soon-coming king. I feel the anointing's going forth now. God, we thank you for healing and deliverance, God. We thank you for moving in a mighty way in our life and in our ministry. And every trick and every plan of the devil is counseled. God, I give you the praise and the glory that's due to your name, God. Father, I bind the word of God to her and her family tonight. I bind the word of God to them in heaven and in earth. And I loosen everything that's not like you out of their life, Father, every trick, every plan of the devil. He's a liar. And I loosen it in heaven. I loosen it on earth, every trick and every plan. Whatever tricks and plans that he have is broken up into pieces, pulled down, planted in the sea, and covered with the blood of Jesus. God, you are a miracle worker. You are a healer. You are a deliverer. And I just speak healing and deliverance to come like never before into her ministry, into her life, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I loosen angels to go forth into her place in a mighty way like never before, Father. Moving things around for her in Jesus' name. And, oh, God, I just decree that her work that she's doing for you, it's a blur to just blow up in all kind of ways for people to be healed, delivered, and made free, God. But the wires, but oh, God, the wires that it's going through, God, the internet, oh, God, blow it up, God, for your servant. She's giving you all she got. And I just pray for you to reverse it. The sky's the limit for her in the ministry, God, and for the love that she gives, the love that she even pour out on people that she don't even know. God, that door that she have open up for people to come on in. Oh, bless her abundantly, God, for that, for a heart of love. And God, we give her the praise and the glory tonight. Bless this ministry like never before. Bless her home like never before. Bless her kids like never before. Bless everything that she touched. The sky's the limit. And I just decree a blessing over her, God. Overtake her in Jesus' name. I just pray for her ministry to be so anointed like never before, God. Use her in a great and a mighty way for you and your glory. I pray for those people that's over the internet tonight, just listening to the word or whenever they're going to listen to it. I break yokes and bondages. I decree you heal and deliver to May free, whatever need that you have. You said, well, two or three agree with God, you have been in the midst. And right now, we agree for the Holy Spirit to go forth, touching, healing, and delivering the people, Father, saving them like never before. Oh, God, we blood cover her in the ministry. We blood cover it in Jesus' name. We give the praise and the glory, and we thank you for your healing and your delivering power going forth, even now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, sister. I love you with all of my heart, and I appreciate your prayers, and I encourage everybody, just like in my own life, even though I'm getting attacked right now hard and a lot of things are coming against me, I'm not going to back down because I know God is backing me up. There's power in prayer and in my weakness. Praise God. He's my
strength. He's your strength. Glory to God. Thank you,
love you, dear sister. I love all of you.
I
continue
you.
To listen tomorrow night. Sister Mary will be with the sharing, and I look forward to her. She's such a beautiful, anointed woman of God, and God be with you and keep you through the rest of the night. God bless you all.
Amen. 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 You be blessed. Praise God. Love you. Thank you, Lord.
Sister Mary, I
Amen.
Love you, too.
I love you. And, hey, the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Sister Mary.